Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're at 6:45 right now. I'm thinking about what Jimmy brought to this city yesterday, the ferocity, the passion, the work ethic. And I'm thinking, on the Eagles, we already have that. His name is Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
You saw him last season. You see him this season. You saw him at the parade. What is it like after that Cowboy game? Let's bring him on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the leader of the Eagles offense, Jason Kelce, is with us. Hi, Jason.
Angel, how we doing?
Jason, I'll tell you what. I mean, Jimmy Butler kind of got us all excited in the city yesterday, but before that, it was like a morgue around here because of the loss Sunday night. How did you take that loss?
It's very upsetting. I mean, you know, we definitely, it's a team that we should beat. It was a game that, you know, we didn't get it done. We played very bad. I mean, it was a really poor performance. It was a game that we needed to have, and it was a very frustrating loss.
The coach, we got to talk to him on Monday, and I think this has been his theme so far this week, Jason. I don't think he believes the players are making the same level of sacrifice, the same commitment that they had a year ago. Do you think that's true?
You know, I don't know. That's hard to say for every guy or generalize. I will say last year I felt like we had guys that filled roles. You know, I still think that we, especially offensively, we have guys that can make plays. We have a phenomenal quarterback. But, you know, everybody for the most part did their job and did what they were supposed to do. You know, you had guys like, LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi, Darren Sproles isn't healthy right now. And then, you know, at receiver, you had guys like Matt Collins and Torrey Smith. And, you know, all of these guys had their role, and they knew what they were accountable to do and what plays were theirs, what plays, were designed for them to make plays, what plays were designed for them to do a job, and everybody went out and executed, and we did it at a much higher level last year. I think that part of that's, obviously we've had the injury problem, we've had guys in and out of the lineup, but it's been a problem the entire season, and we've tried to get it corrected, we've tried to hound on guys, it just hasn't gotten done. And, even if you go back to the game, we didn't get a lot of opportunities in the first half. Dallas, with the turnover and everything, Dallas controlling the clock. We were 0-for-4 on third downs, and most of those, most of those failed conversions were just sloppy execution, sloppy technique. I think it comes down to, everybody's got to look at what they can do better. Are you being accountable to the team? Are you putting all the work you can in? Are you making sure that you're getting the mental rep, physical rep? If you're not getting the physical rep, are you making sure that you're watching the film and understanding how they're going to react? I mean, all of that plays in. There's no doubt about it. And I can certainly understand why Doug would say that, and I'm not going to sit here and say that he's wrong.
Hey, Jason, what are the things? I don't grade tape, but you're still grading out as one of the best centers in the NFL, if not the best, this season. But there was a play with you and Brooks, third down, final drive, swing pass out to Clement. And it looked like both Brooks and you, Brooks seemed to even have a better angle on Van Der Esch, and both of you did not get to him. Could you tell us what happened on that play?
I don't want to go into too much detail, but that play is not designed to go as wide as it ended up going.
Okay.
There's an alley out there that the ball's supposed to kick back up under. Because the defensive lineman was tailing the screen, they ran a game on the backside of the play. The running back could not cut behind Brooks and I, so he had to try and make a play outside, or at least that's what he felt during the play. So it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, call that screen. They gave us kind of a funky look. So then all of a sudden, you know, you got Brandon who's going to try and get out. From my perspective, there's two linebackers over there, so I think I need to get out in case but both of them don't blitz. But really on tape, 54 in that look was coming. So I could have slowed my roll down and potentially picked up the game coming around the left side, and then that would have secured everything. But, you know, that's, you know, in the heat of the moment, and you're in, and it's a very funky look that you don't really you see a lot for that type of situation. But, you know, it just wasn't executed properly.
I got you. More general question, Jason. The slow starts this year, it's been a chronic problem. Why?
Yeah.
What's the problem? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had an answer for you. We're not executing. We're not getting the job done in the first half. You know, it's been a continuous. It's happened the entire season. You know, we come out with a game plan in the first half, and it quite honestly just has not been executed. You know, especially on, like I said, like this past game, you know, 0-for on third down. I mean, that's what really, you know, just could not stay on the field. I think we only had like three or four drives and minimal plays in the first half, put our defense in a bad position over and over and over again. You know, the first halves have been abysmal. You know, we need to do a much better job.
Do you have as much confidence in the scripted plays as you did a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think even this past week when we went through the first 15 plays, I was excited. I thought that they were all, good plays. I thought it was. I think these are the ones that, you know, I was looking forward to running during the week. I can't really. I still get excited looking at the scripted plays. You know, it's just. I don't have an answer for you, to tell you the truth. I wish I did, as to why they're not working. The best thing I got is that we're just not executing. We're not getting the job done. It's.
I got
you. A poor performance, yeah.
I got you. We don't know anything about the playbook, but this is one question I had about it, because I really love Golden Tate, Jason, and I want to see a lot more of him Sunday night than I did. And the explanation we got is that it's real complicated to pick up enough plays to be in there as much as Golden Tate needed to. Is the playbook that complicated?
you're asking a guy in 1 week to go out there and get an offense down to the level and play to the amount that a starter would play, and that guy gets, you know, all OTAs, training camp, preseason. It's not just about even necessarily knowing, what to do. There's so many intricate details that go into a lot of these plays. You know, it's not just that you run the slant route. You know, is it? You know, what coverage is it? And on this concept, are you going to attack this guy's outside shoulder to try and get him to expand so that a guy coming underneath has more room? Or, you know, if it's man coverage, are you just going to get into it faster? There's all these, like, little intricate details that are specific to the Philadelphia Eagles. There are some – there's, of course, carryover from team to team. But I don't think that would have been fair to him to necessarily expect him to get that all down in a week. I mean – you know, I don't think this game is that complex, but, just because it's not complex, you know, it's a game of memorizing a bunch of things. You still need that time to be able to get that stuff down.
Right.
And he'll get that.
All right. Jason, we were impressed with one guy on the offense, Josh Adams. What's it like to block for that young man? What's he like?
He's doing great. He's bringing some juice. We're lacking in the running game. I think everybody knows that. It's pretty evident on the field. He's bringing something to the table. And, you know, as a young guy, you're excited for him. He's been making something happen. So, you know, I'm excited whenever he gets out on the field right now, that's for sure.
Finally, the fans in this city right now, Jason, are a little bit nervous about that date in New Orleans on Sunday. New Orleans is on a roll right now. What do you feel? What do you feel? You guys are the champs. What do you feel going into New Orleans?
We're going to have to play a lot better than we've been playing. That's what I feel like. I mean, they're a really good football team with a tremendous offense, great quarterback. You know, we are going to have to play a lot better than what we've been putting forward, especially in the last few weeks. You know, it's just been, you know.
Interesting. But, Jason.
It's been a bad year, yeah.
It's been rough, but you never know. A win over New Orleans, everybody's going to feel a hell of a lot better. I'll say that much for sure.
I mean,
right?
You know, we're still in it for sure. We still have opportunities here. You know, the one positive thing on offense is that, you know, all this stuff is correctable. All this stuff is there to be had. We just got to go out there and do it. We got to go out there and rep it, and guys got to be accountable to continually make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're doing what they're coached to do.
I'm with you.
And that's the bottom line. I can't, you know, and I think that can happen. That should happen.
Jason, I just want to thank you. I really appreciate your honesty. You're always honest with us in the good times and the bad. Appreciate that. Good luck in New Orleans.
All right. Thank you, Angela.
Jason Kelce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.